This is Franchise Today, brought to you by FRM Solutions, providers of the best-in-class software solutions for franchise relationship management. Franchise Today is your destination for weekly information, conversations, and interviews with accomplished industry leaders, all of whom share best practices for sustainable growth and sensible franchising. Here now, your host, Stan Friedman, to kick off this week's podcast.
Today is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. I'm Stan Friedman, and this is Franchise Today. Well, this week's episode was supposed to feature Gary Prenevost, a member of my Canadian franchise fam and a member of the board of the Canadian Franchise Association. In that capacity, Gary needed to travel to Montreal this week from his home in Toronto. So that'll push our conversation with Gary, a best-selling author, franchise search coach, keynote speaker, and FranNet superstar, back 1 week. But you won't want to miss this one. To fill in his slot this week, we'll hear from yet another compelling, engaging, and entertaining member of the platform speaker community. I'm talking about Ricky Kalman, and does he ever put a different spin on mindset alteration? But first, let's thank Ford Sakes for being with us last week. We seem to be on quite a roll with terrific authors, speakers, and servant leaders who love to share their nuggets and pearls of wisdom with us right here on Franchise Today. And please remember to stop by and pay us a visit at www.franchisetodaypodcast.com. Share your thoughts with me, make guest recommendations, check out the blog posts, show notes, and the growing archive of interviews dating back some dozen or more years. And you know I'd love it too if you drop a review and let others know how much you enjoy Franchise Today. It'll be most appreciated. So a quick time out here, and I'll be right back to introduce you to the amazing Ricky Kalman, a mindset expert, motivational speaker, and corporate entertainer. You don't want to miss this. Stick around.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchisors of restaurants, bars, and grills, and multi-unit franchisees, listen up. This message is for you. If you're looking to engage guests, elevate profits, and enhance your customer experience, Atmosphere TV is the answer. What's Atmosphere, you ask? Atmosphere is the world's number one streaming TV service for businesses, here to help you make more and save big on overpriced cable packages. Atmosphere provides you with a free programming option with some 40 engaging audio optional channels designed to please customers and increase their average ticket. So, how does it work? Well, it's easy. Upon sign-on, Atmosphere sends you a free device loaded with eye-grabbing entertainment. From news and sports to viral videos and fuzzy animals, every channel is family-friendly and designed to keep your customers happy and engaged. Plus, thanks to Atmosphere's 100% audio-optional format, the programming is perfect for any setting, no matter how loud or busy. So, stop playing and paying overpriced cable. Go with free TV instead. Just go to atmosphere.tv/signup and use the code franchise, and Atmosphere will waive the usual one-time $99 activation fee for your free-to-stream device. Visit Atmosphere online at atmosphere.tv, and remember, use the code franchise to waive your one-time activation fee. Visit atmosphere.tv to elevate your franchise's entertainment experience today. Ricky Kalman is a growth mindset expert, a motivational speaker, and are you ready for this? A celebrity hypnotist who delivers high energy and mindset motivational keynote programs and corporate entertainment. Ricky's programs are inspirational and offer compelling, applicable tools that anyone can use for both their personal and professional development. Ricky Kalman reveals how our mindset can be the greatest tool in achieving new heights, reducing stress, and increasing productivity and potential. He has made numerous special guest appearances on several leading cable networks, including ESPN, Headline News, the Disney Channel, Hallmark, and Fox. Ricky has worked his magic for businesses large and small, for franchisors and franchisees at their annual conventions, and for teams of professional athletes, the likes of the New York Yankees and Cincinnati Bengals. Today, the author of Leverage Your Mindset, Overcome Limiting Beliefs, and Amplify Your Life talks with us. Ricky Kalman, welcome to Franchise Today.
Hey, thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
Well, I appreciate that, since we really don't know each other well yet, but we've gotten acquainted and we've got more that we'll both learn and continue to learn beyond today. But we're going to bring today to the audience something that's a little out of the ordinary, in that every time we bring a guest to Franchise Today, it's usually somebody from a C-suite that has already hit the marks that the audience is still aspiring to reach. But it's not every day that we get to talk to guys like you who bring us a tremendous amount of take-home value, but not from the C-suite of a franchise organization. Rather, you drop nuggets that C-suite members need in order to help themselves and their franchisees become the best versions of themselves. Would you say that's a pretty good representation of what we're going to do here today?
That is spot on. And I love the way your analogy was dropping little nuggets. Those are pearls to me. I want people to pick up what I put down and really walk away with value. I've been in this business my entire life about teaching and coaching people from platform. And I really do try to help organizations thrive. And that's not only from the owners, you know, themselves, but how to transcend that philosophy to their entire team.
So why don't we start by you doing the little elevator speech that you gave me before we came out of the green room, and tell the audience in short form what it is you do. And then I'm going to ask you to tell us, where'd you get credentialed to do that? Take it away.
So it's funny, you know, I have several elevator pitches. Sometimes it's I put people to sleep for a living, and they look at me like, uh-oh, what does he do? My kids sometimes, when they were younger, used to say they would make up stuff because they were like, we're not telling people what dad does. So I'm a hypnotist by trade. I created a very unique comedy show, and my intention was to create a show for corporate events, for that once a year conference or the user conferences or the client events. And I want the opposite of what most people think of hypnosis. Stan, I took away the swinging watch and the weird look to hypnosis and the mystical, magical presence. And I made it very friendly and very understanding to really show people that space between our ears can be our best friend. So the comedy show that I do is where people volunteer. They come out of the audience, even the most discriminating group. They really do volunteer. It's usually the people you least expect. They come up on stage and they have an absolute blast. I put them in a relaxed state and suggestions become a reality. But the cool part, Stan, is that the show always had a hidden agenda. It validated the power that we have with our thoughts. So it really sets me up to come back the next day and do a keynote, leverage your mindset, to help inspire organizations to get out of their own way, to help them reprogram, rewire their mindset so it is their best friend and not their worst enemy. So in a typical situation, I could be doing the show in the evening and then I can come back the next day and do a keynote or even a hybrid of both programs. Some clients don't have time for evening events, so I might do a hybrid of the show at first and then really wrap it up in a bow at the end with a very strong takeaway message. And my book, Leverage Your Mindset, released a couple years ago, and that is also supported by a mobile app, which is basically a mindset coach in the palm of your hands. And really, it's, Stan, I'll tell you, and I'll be upfront and I'll tell you, your listeners, I'm not telling people things they don't already know. Usually we know how to be more successful or less stressed or focus more on our process, the franchise process or the ownership process. We know what we should be doing. Sometimes we just get distracted or our mind takes us to a destination that we don't agree with, but we don't realize how often we're unaware of that process. So in essence, I'm just showing people a different perspective of how to update their thoughts so they can guide them towards more success. Sounds interesting, doesn't it?
It sure does. And so that the audience knows that this isn't just theory. You've been doing this for a great many years for companies like Batteries Plus, Huntington Learning Centers, Neighborly. We know those brands. We trust those brands. There must be something right about what you do for them. So how did all this come about, Ricky? I mean, did you wake up one day and say, gee, I'm going to be a hypnotist? What led to that?
That's a great question. I love telling this story. I was a childhood magician as a hobby, and it became a business in my teens. I saw a hypnosis show. I was completely mesmerized by what I was watching, but I also realized that what I was watching does not have to be presented that way. And so what I wanted to do is make this concept easier for the individual to experience, so it wasn't intimidating or feel like somebody's controlling them, which has nothing to do with it. And I literally started writing the show and creating the show and really diving into this concept of a growth mindset, which most people hear about these days, but I've been doing this my entire life. Again, my first time actually doing the show itself was I was 18 years old. And I remember at 20, I was already doing corporate events and it was fascinating. And here's the cool part. I had clients come up to me and say, that was really fascinating. Will you speak to our teams about what you're doing and how they can be improved their life? Because they saw how fascinating the show was and it wasn't degrading or making fun of people. It's showing people how to really, if you will, you know, let the superstar come out. And that's how it kind of all happened. So I started literally speaking and writing in my 20s. People were fascinated by what I was talking about, and it blew up. And I just have been doing it ever since.
But where did the leadership side of it come from? I mean, it's one thing to have a show and be a comedian or be a hypnotist and make people do so many things that they don't think they would otherwise do. But you connected that and hitched it to another wagon, which is a little bit more serious. I mean, not everybody gets to do these kinds of programs for the New York Yankees or for NASA and large corporate organizations. So where's the credential for that come from?
Well, I thank my mother, because I wanted to go into show business as a very young man. And I think about it. I was actually the first person in my family to go to college. Parents did not. And she said, you got to get a degree to fall back on. And thank goodness I did, because I learned so much. My background is education with an emphasis in marketing. I actually studied hypnosis as well and became a certified hypnotist in my early teens. I was fascinated with the educational part of things. It's interesting. I never thought I was going to teach, but I knew that if I could learn content enough to teach it, I could speak it and then write about it. And so, I thank my mom for telling me to get that degree and get those credentials. And she was right. The teacher came out later on in life.
Well, that's great. It's a fascinating story. And it's great that you're actually able to fulfill what was your life's dream to do and bring more purpose to it, not just entertainment. So I can think of any number of ways that what you do could benefit organizations large and small in terms of leadership teams within the corporate structure of a franchise organization, improving the power of the team itself, and then carrying this out to franchisees to enrich the way they view their life and have a transformative journey type mindset. So how many kinds of programs like this do you do? And does it depend on the size of the organization, or what are some of the criteria that would be prerequisite for a program like yours to work?
I've done groups as small as 25 people to 5,000. So mindset matters in everything we do. If you're a franchise owner, if you're an entrepreneur right now and you're listening to this, for one reason. You know that self-discovery never ends. You're looking for ways to grow your business and your organization, which is that I think in everybody, Stan, you're an entrepreneur, you're a franchise owner, you know what it's like. Everything's on your shoulders. You're responsible for your success and your failures, correct?
Absolutely.
And as an owner of a franchise, you have to follow the process. You have to be open to change. I mean, there's a reason why you dived into the business. You were fascinated with it. You saw the potential. You knew you could be good at it. But now you have to get out of your own way to make sure that those things happen. Sometimes our mind can take us to a place of doubt and fear. But I really, truly believe all entrepreneurs know how to, again, thrive at what they're doing. But sometimes we get off track. And so I'm fascinated when I talk to entrepreneur groups and franchise groups. These are the type of audiences that are very eager to sit and learn. They're present. You know, I've seen those owners. I've seen how they're ready to go with their notepads. And if they're not, they wonder why they're not successful. I've done the groups where you've got, let's say, several hundred owners of franchise groups in the audience, and you know the ones that are successful. They get there. They're on time. They sit front. They try to get the earliest seat, the front row seat, like it's a VIP seat. Isn't it funny? We will pay for a VIP seat as an adult, right? We'll pay to sit front row. But if we go to an event, what's the last seat that's usually taken? It's usually the front row seat, right? People are afraid to sit up front. But yet, if it was a VIP seat and they were going to pay for it, I guarantee you those will be taken. I'm always fascinated with the people that sit up front row at franchise groups. Right off the bat, they come in their place, they're ready to go. They are ready to learn. And I'm excited about offering value. So when they walk out of the room, they feel more equipped to run their business, help themselves personally, professionally. And they can actually help their teams, their managers, their employees, and build that culture and grow their business.
What's the key component? I'm going to guess that change is a big part of it, but I think that people are so scared of change. And what you're describing with that front row seat could be part of that too. They're afraid that they're going to get called on, like you said, or they're going to be forced to participate. But how do you break the barrier of the fear of change? Because I had a boss that taught me this expression years ago. Change is certain, growth is optional. And we face change every day, whether we choose to or not. I mean, the weather every day is change. So how do you break that cycle of fear of change from people in the franchise world? What do you do in your program to break through that?
It's a process. It really is. And I think the first thing, and I'm going to give away some of the stuff here today. So one thing that it's important for people to realize is that they invest in their business. They invest in their brick and mortar, right? They invest in the quality of their products and services. Sometimes we forget to invest in ourselves. ourselves. So if you want to go down a journey with me of self-discovery and understanding where growth mindset comes from and to help reduce stress, overcome those challenges, be a better version of yourself, you have to give yourself permission to invest in yourself. Now I'm not talking about spending money. I'm talking about investing in time. You know, so often the franchise owners spend a lot of time on everything else going on in the world that to make their business run, and which is important, but they sometimes forget themselves. You know, they'll say, well, we got to get a lot going on right now. And when the weekend comes, I'll have some time for me to relax. Really? How often have we all made a promise to relax on the weekend and something else comes up? So my programs start with teaching people how to relax all over again. And they're like, well, wait a minute, I know how to relax. I go, well, tell me, have you ever been stressed? Oh yeah, stress is just part of the job. Well, you've already programmed yourself to believe that and think it. So you're going to win to fail based on that belief. You will be stressed based on stress is just part of the job. Everybody has stress, but the ones that you think that don't have it is they know how to handle it. They know how to invest in some time to relax and calm and awaken their thoughts. This isn't a soft skill, Stan. This is not about just being, you know, mindful and taking a couple of deep breaths of air and having an aha moment. This is really embracing what the body craves. And it starts with leading within. Leading within starts with helping yourself reduce the stress, frustration, and becoming more present. And when you become more present, you become more aware. When you become more aware, you start to realize what patterns or habits that you have created that are serving you now, and maybe some need to be changed. And when you realize that self-discovery is process, it's part of the program, that you're a student of life, then things start just to work better. I mean, I guarantee you right now, if everybody listening to this program, if I asked you, would you like to be more mindful or less stressed in your life? Would you like to reduce stress or sleep better or be happier, healthier, more focused? Who would not raise their hand to that? Yeah. So even when I work with a professional athlete to a corporate executive to a franchise owner or even individual teams, we start with understanding where that stress is, how to relieve, cope, and manage it. And then you become more open to change. You start to realize change is not a frustration. Change is an opportunity that might help you grow.
Why don't we park on that right there and take a quick break? And when we come back, let's take a deeper dive into what those next steps might look like for those in the audience who want to learn more about how they can benefit from what you teach. We're talking today with Ricky Kalman. He's an international speaker, motivator, and success expert. Ricky's programs have benefited college and pro sports teams, including the USC football team, the Cincinnati Bengals, Arizona Diamondbacks, Anaheim Angels, St. Louis Cardinals, and of course, my native New York Yankees. I'm Stan Friedman. This is Franchise Today. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Franchise Today will be right back. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchise Today is brought to you by FRM Solutions, offering the only CRM tool built exclusively for franchising that lets you have it your way. Whether you're a single brand needing professional tools across departments or a portfolio of brands needing franchise-specific CRM across the enterprise, either way, FRM satisfies the needs of many with the power of one. That's right, one single instance of FRM is all it takes across departments or across brands. So if you've had it with inflexible, one-size-fits-all CRM, end your frustration today. FRM offers robust dashboarding, tailored reporting, and with open APIs, FRM pushes, pulls, and integrates with other databases, providing you with a single source of truth. Don't just take my word for it. Visit them at frmsolutions.com and order up a demo today. And we're back with Ricky Kalman talking with us today about how to get out of your own mindset and into the mindset of a winner, which presumes that you probably can do some self-improvement. Who among us could say otherwise? Correct, Ricky?
I think everybody can. I mean, I'll raise my hand. I mean, I've never met a person that hasn't had a roadblock before or has a desire or an intention, but they didn't put to action. I mean, if I asked you right now, Stan, let's just have role play for a second. And we kind of teed this up earlier before the commercial. Would you like to sleep better, feel better, even play better golf, make more money, be a little bit happier, be a little bit more grateful? I mean, I'll keep going. Does any of this ring a bell?
Who can say no to any of that?
Of course. And if you haven't agreed to anything what I just said, I would love to know what you're doing and how your life is so perfect. Because this. I've never met any perfect life, and there is no perfect person. We are all challenged every single day. And, you know, every day is a gift. I mean, you get up in the morning, every day is an opportunity. But I live and breathe this stuff. But I'm just like the next door neighbor. I mean, I have problems. I have issues. I have challenges. How we cope with them is the important thing. And I think that when you start to embrace this understanding of how our brain works, it is a constant update. I mean, Stan, you have a phone, right? You have a smartphone, something like that?
Sure.
We all do. Right. Everybody does. I don't know a person doesn't have a smartphone these days. Okay. Would you like the old software that runs the phone, or do you update the new software because you want it to be more efficient, more effective, and make your life easier?
Another trick question, Ricky. Come on. We both know the answer to that.
Of course. You want the latest and greatest. In fact, if there was a free phone, you would take the free phone, even though yours is working absolutely fine. If there's a brand new phone out today, you would take it because you want the latest and greatest. You know, our mind is like a phone in a way. It is a hard drive. I'm talking about both things. Our brain is a hard drive. Our phone is a hard drive. Once we turn the brain on, we're born and we get to learn and we get to self-discover and we find out what we're good at and we program our abilities and we create habits and patterns. And those patterns and habits are like software. But here's the unique thing. So is the way the phone works. It doesn't work without software and learning, but we'll take full advantage to update the newest software. We'll take full advantage to download the greatest and best apps to make it work better. Why aren't we doing that every single day for ourselves, our own most powerful hard drive, that space between our ears? So again, if you're an owner, you're an operator, you're an entrepreneur out there, I get it. I understand that you're craving ways to grow. But I'm saying is, how often do you update your internal, if you will, mindset app to be a better version of yourselves? So when I work with organizations, whether it's the live event where they bring everybody in for the once a year, or they're reaching out to me for virtual training, I'm teaching people how to update that mindset app on a daily basis. Because let's face it, every day the software is going to want to change. It needs an improvement. Or maybe you just kind of redirect yourself to reset where you're thinking.
Ricky, is staying in the parlance of hardware and software, is the world we live in a place that makes it easier than hard for people to get lazy about working on themselves and lean back on things like AI and ChatGPT? How do you combat all that in this world of evolution?
Well, you know, I've heard everybody, there's a lot of opinions about the technology that's out there, and maybe people can become very, if you will, lackadaisical and let the technology take over. I look at the technology of AI as not a replacement for us. I think it's an opportunity for us to challenge ourselves to be better. So yes, AI helps us become more efficient, but I don't believe, this is my personal opinion for what it's worth, I think it challenges the individual to become better at what they do, to hone their skills. And so it's not a replacement to me. It's a way to become better. If you say to yourself things like, well, it's going to be replace me, it's going to replace me, it's going to replace the human factor, then you're probably right. If you say it, you believe it. I mean, Stan, you know the old phrase, I'll believe it when I see it. I like to look at things differently. You'll see it when you believe it.
And that is a mouthful right there.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you know, the way our brain works, I believe, and this is, you know, every day I learn something new. It truly amazes me how unaware we are of being unaware of where our thoughts are taking us. Then we kind of program ourselves. I mean, Stan, you ever driven your car and you drove like 10 or 20, 30 miles and all of a sudden you just kind of blink and kind of forgot how far you were going?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you were driving as an automatic learned trait. Remember the first time you ever got in a car? I mean, you're nervous. You got behind the wheel. You started the car up. Nobody could talk. And by the second day, you lean back and you think you're on top of the world because you started to learn how to do something. And then it became an automatic thing. I call these auto thoughts. Our auto thoughts that unconsciously teach us these skills can take us to a direction of, if you will, destruction because of our thoughts and our beliefs or our abilities, or it can be constructive to unconsciously guide us to success. So for example, if you say to yourself, this is going to be a hard year, or we are challenged because of the distribution and we're going to have low sales because of distribution, or maybe the things that we cannot control, we are using those as an excuse. Or do we look at things in a different perspective of, well, I can't control everything, but I can control how I perceive and react to the world that I live in? That could be my auto thought. And then how do I challenge myself to think differently to overcome the challenge? Now, I know what you're thinking, Stan. It sounds really easy. And boy, it just flowed off my lips as I'm saying it. It's easier said than done. done. Well, now if you think a certain way, you look at these things in a different way. And as a leader, I know that the leaders out there, you're listening, you're going, okay, yeah, people will respond to me based on my attitude, my gratitude, my direction, my leadership, my skill set, my teaching and coaching. So here's kind of a secret, Stan. Who do you think the most powerful hypnotist in the world is?
Probably ourselves.
You're right. Every word that we say to ourselves internally and externally becomes our reality. And not only do we hypnotize ourselves, think about the people we interact with and how their reality changes based on our perspective, our delivery, our communication skills, our listening skills. Are you helping people become better leaders as you work with your teams? Are you looking for ways to help them grow? Powerful concept. When you embrace something like this, you really start to realize, again, this is a hard skill, not a soft skill.
So when you do your entertaining work for a group, that spell that you put somebody under is short term and you bring them back out of it. How do you make these monumental changes in behavior and transformative thinking? How do you make it stick?
Well, Stan, you're assuming I take them out of it. I leave people in a trance. They're walking around all the... No, I'm kidding. No, you, like the show itself, yeah, it's fun. It's fun. We have an incredible time. It's high energy. It is corporately clean. It is politically correct. It's everything a client wants. But you're right. It does have a hidden agenda to show people that we can do these things more. And how I teach them is that literally my programs, like the following day or later on that day, where I go into the practical application of these tools, help them. And I give them tools on stage, how to engrave this every single day. So for example, an athlete will spend hours and days and weeks and years and a lifetime training their muscles, right? They'll work out in the gym. They spend hours doing plays, working on their everything. Well, a winning athlete, a superior athlete trains their brain just as much. Their mind is conditioned just as much as their physical condition. So if you want to grow your business, if you want to grow your organization, you take the skills, you take the process, you take the information that the franchise is built on, but how do you engrave those type of skill sets every single day? And I believe it's a programming, and you reprogram yourself every single day. You rewire your brain for success rather than giving it a destination of, well, we're going to try or we're going to do, maybe we'll succeed, maybe we'll fail. No, you have a winning attitude all the time.
Ricky, you've got a large resource pool of opportunity for people to benefit from what they're hearing here today. Between your books, your website, your app, what's the best way for somebody to get their toes into the water to learn more about how they can take full advantage of your teachings and opportunities to work with you?
Well, it's as simple as it is. You can go to my website, rickykalman.com. You can see videos from my entertainment to my corporate teaching, the franchise programs that I offer on the site, rickykalman.com. That's RickyKalmon.com. You can download my mobile app. Just go to your app store and search the title, Ricky Kalman, or you can check out my book, Leverage Your Mindset. It's available on Amazon or wherever books are sold online and in stores. I love what I do. It's interesting. I kind of grew up in the era of when a client's interested in you, talk to the client. So I love getting on calls, working with clients, figuring out what their needs are and how I can offer solutions. I still believe in this process. I've been doing it, you know, since day one. So when a client calls and says, hey, listen, we're having our yearly convention, we're having a conference, how can we implement your programs? We figure it out together over the phone, what's going to be the best fit for them. And I love doing what I'm doing.
Ricky, if there's something I haven't asked you today that you wished I might have, what would it be?
Well, here's a question. Typical thing. People ask, what can I do today? You got my interest. You can kind of pique me out here. Here I am listening to this. I want to figure out what can I do today to start leveraging my mindset before I even talk to you or download your book or whatever it may be. Here's a challenge for everybody. Now, Stan, you and I showed up today because we had a meeting to be together on this call. We set a calendar reminder. Most people live by their calendar reminders. Would you agree?
Without a doubt. I'd be lost completely without it.
Of course. When was the last time you put a calendar reminder for you, just you, to set time to relax or to be mindful or to be clear or to set an intention to make it a reality? When was the last time you actually put a calendar reminder on and put an alert so you would show up and hold yourself accountable?
Guilty as charged, Your Honor.
Okay. So let's do this. And if you're listening right now, if you get anything from this conversation, I hope it was entertaining. I hope I added some little bit of content to you. But here's what I'd like you to do. And I do this with all my groups. I first ask them to give themselves permission today to be a better version of themselves. We start with that simple little concept. But here's what I want you to do is I want you to put a calendar reminder today for 5 or 10 minutes. In fact, go big, go 10 minutes. Put a calendar reminder at some point today just to sit and do nothing. Sit and do nothing, but just be present. If your mind wanders, that's okay. If you start thinking about happiness and gratitude in life, night. That's okay. But just turn everything off for 10 minutes. I turned everything off for you to record this program. I should be able to turn off 10 minutes of my day just to, for me. Challenge yourself today and repeat that every single day. Well, when should I stop? No, do it every day. Repeat this on a daily basis. See what that does for you, that 10 minutes. And I guarantee you're going to want more. I guarantee you, even if you're the type of person that's a little over the place, maybe you say you don't relax well, the stuff doesn't work on me, I've tried relaxation. No, you're not doing it right. I've shown professional athletes and corporate executives to owners how to stop and be more present, and it starts with this.
Ricky, I've enjoyed this immensely.
I'm so glad we connected, and I really hope that if you're a franchise owner out there, you're sitting there going, okay, you're adding value, Stan, and that's what people should be realizing, is that the value of a conversation, a little nugget that we might have provided today, could be that new software program that helps guide them in a better direction, and that's what that's about. So dive into the process if you want more. You know, see where your mind takes you.
Some sage advice from Ricky Kalman, and I can't thank you enough, Ricky, for sharing so much with our audience here today.
Stan, it was an absolute pleasure. Be well, be mindful, leverage your mindset today, and see where it takes you.
Ricky Kalman, thanks again for joining us.
You got it, my friend.
Well, that's a wrap for this week. Next week, let the drum roll for Gary Prenevost, best-selling author, franchise search coach, keynote speaker, and FranNet superstar. Until then, I'm Stan Friedman, wishing you the best, the very best of all things franchising, and Franchise Today is out.
Franchise Today is a production of FRM Solutions, providing best-in-class CRM tools to empower relationships with prospective and existing franchisees. Find them online at FRMSolutions.com. Join Stan every Wednesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Franchise Today. Or, as always, download episodes on demand at blogtalkradio.com.